We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Well, hello everybody. Wow. Have you ever gotten caught up in something and you're just so focused, you're laser focused, and I almost forgot I had a show to do today. All that to say, welcome, everybody. We are going to have a lot of fun today. A lot going on. And by the way, we have some great guests coming up. Robin Poffman's dropping by. Also, Congressman Mike Collins, Congresswoman Diana Harshbarger, they're going to be here. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to be taking your calls as well. Our telephone number, I want you to write this number down, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up a little bit later on, we have to talk about Star Trek. You know, a lot of people, they divide themselves, right? You're either Star Wars fans or you're Star Trek fans. And very rarely do the two actually intergalactically mingle, if you know what I mean. And actually, I'm not sure what I meant by that, actually. But anyway, for example, the chief engineer of the Todd Starnes radio program. Yes, we have a chief engineer. His name is Chuck Condren. And Chuck is a big Trekkie. So when you go into his office, it's sort of like a shrine, right? He's got Captain Kirk and Spock and I don't know, all the little Klingon people. And it's pretty amazing when you walk in there. And he actually has a, Dylan, I don't know if you knew this about Chuck Condren, but Chuck has a, he loves to decorate for Christmas. And he has a Star Trek Christmas tree. It's with the USS Enterprise, the whole nine yards.
Why am I not surprised?
Right? Exactly. So anyway, I was telling Chuck the other day. Chuck is also the chief engineer for KWAM, the flagship radio station of this great program. And we've been having some issues with how strong the signal is. And so I'm out there, Chuck. He was at the tower site, and I'm Chuck. We need more power, Chuck. They need to be able to hear us across the fruited plain, Chuck. And he said, Todd, I'm giving it all that she's got. He's our Scotty here on the program. Anyway, all that to say, Star Trek is coming under attack from the woke mob. And we're going to get to that story in just a little while. It's bizarre. Even Bill Shatner's upset about this. So we'll be telling you about that. But I want to start off with the situation out of the Middle East, where a lot of the people who are conservatives, who are America First conservatives, say we have no business retaliating against the Iranians, that we should just, I don't know, turn a blind eye. And that's the thing. They really don't explain what we're supposed to do. But as it now stands, and by the way, this story keeps getting worse and worse. You know, originally they told us three people killed. Was it 20 people injured? And then it was 25, and then it was 30, and now we understand it's more than 40 people, more than 40 of our troops, or as KJP called them, 40 of our folks, More than 40. What a disgusting woman. She's what an ignorant woman. But this is what you get, by the way, when you do a diversity hire, which is why so many people are terrified when they get on board airplanes, because they look at KJP and they realize this woman, she doesn't have a brain lobe. This woman is a moron. And the only reason she got hired because, and you can pick out of the three, she's an immigrant, she's black, and she's a lesbian. And they were needing a diversity hire at the Biden White House, which is why she's there, disparaging our troops. Anyway, I digress. So you've got these conservatives out there, and they're saying, well, Tucker Carlson is one of them. And there are people like Lindsey Graham and John Cornyn who say that we need to hit back and we need to hit hard. And I'm one of those people. I believe that we should hit back in a shock and awe campaign. But Todd, what happens if they fire back? We're just going to have another world war. Well, you know what? Elections have consequences. The only man who kept the peace was Donald John Trump, the only president in modern American history who did not get us involved in a war. And why was that? Because a lot of people, a lot of foreign leaders, thought Donald Trump was crazy. They thought that that man might actually push the button on him. And by the way, that's the kind of person you want in the White House. That's the kind of person Ronald Reagan was. They were terrified of Reagan, just like they were of Trump. And why is that? Because they thought that both of those men were crazy enough to push the button. That's what we need. But now we literally have a Pentagon. And ladies and gentlemen, as of just a few seconds ago, we've had no response. The reporting inside the Beltway on this is that the Pentagon doesn't have a plan. They're working up a plan. What the hell does that mean? How do you not have a plan? How do you not have a plan already in the book? Do we not have like a folder? I mean, if you go to the Todd Stearns radio show, if you go into our massive vault of information, let's just say we're going to be talking about transgenderism. We have a folder for that. You're telling me that they don't have a folder at the Pentagon for what happens when Iran launches drone attacks on our soldiers? We don't have a folder?
We don't know what to do. We don't know what to do.
How do you not know what to do? Here's a thought. Blow them to smithereens. You got warships. You got airplanes. Get them in the air. Not the ships. The airplanes. Get them in the air. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the state of our country right now. We, for years, have had on this program lawmakers, many of whom are veterans, and they see what's happening in our military. And they've been coming on this program, and they've been warning you and me that military preparedness was a significant issue. As a matter of fact, it was a national security issue. And now I hope you understand what they all meant by that. We're not prepared. We were caught flat-footed. As a matter of fact, the reporting is that the drone was coming in as an American drone was coming in and nobody caught it. How is that possible? Who is the person responsible for monitoring the radar systems? Was that person a diversity hire within the military? The U.S. Navy, and we didn't have a chance to talk about this yesterday, but the U.S. Navy announced that they are now dropping their standards. You no longer have to have a high school diploma or a GED to get into the Navy. Now, the Navy says they've got thousands. They've had to turn away thousands of people who've wanted to join because they don't have a high school diploma or a GED. Now, I want to say something about that. They're back in the 1920s and 30s and 40s, there was probably a pretty darn good reason that you couldn't finish your high school education. Maybe you had to work on the farm. It was the Great Depression. Maybe you had to go and get a job to help support your family. I get that. But there's no excuse nowadays. There's literally no excuse for not having a high school diploma in America. Not a one. There is no excuse for not getting a GED if for some reason you cannot complete your high school education. Now, there may be some extenuating circumstances. I get that. But by and large, there's no reason why you should not be able to get your high school diploma. And you know what that tells me? And it's one thing if you had to drop out of high school. It's another thing if you didn't want to get a GED, because that tells me you have no follow through. You have no discipline. And maybe, just maybe, the Navy can give these people discipline. I hope they can. But that's not the point of the Navy. The point of the Navy is not to help you get your life in order. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, and you've got a lot of these people that are America First conservatives, and they say, no, we should not hit back because it will lead to World War III, and we have no business being over there in the first place. And you know what? Those are fine arguments to have, but not anymore, because we have been attacked not once, not twice, not even three times, ladies and gentlemen. We've been attacked over 160 times by the enemy. Iran is sitting over there, and the Ayatollah is just laughing at us, because they see, look, they're on Twitter, they see, and they know that a lot of conservatives who probably support the military do not support the military doing its job. Now, I don't know why we were in Jordan. I have no earthly idea. It doesn't matter. We were there, and Iran hit us. And they did it in a pretty despicable way while our troops were sleeping. Folks, I'm telling you, that is, it's beyond evil. It's cowardice, and it's evil. So we're going to be taking your calls on this. What do we do here? Do you stand with Biden and Tucker Carlson and all those folks who, and look, Biden may not even be aware of what's going on here. And I get that. He's old and he's senile. But I'm telling you, there is a very large swath of our own community of conservatives who say that we should stand down here. So I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, your thoughts. Should we hit back? Should we hit back hard? Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I want to update you on my Calitrin journey. I'm still losing weight. I'm also sleeping a lot better, and I've got a lot more energy. Calitrin really is about more than just weight loss. Here's my good friend Elizabeth from Calitrin.
That's right, y'all. Just losing a small amount of weight can make such a huge difference on your energy level, your joint pain, on how you feel every day. I'm talking about 5, 10, or even 20, 30, 50 pounds. If that seems impossible, then just pick up something heavy and carry it around all day long. You are not going to believe how good you can feel when you drop this weight. And you do it the right way with a product that's proven safe, proven effective. We've been helping customers lose weight safely since 1997, the 90s, y'all. So if it's your turn, now you need to lose some weight, check it out on our website today, toploss.com. We've got discounts on every single bottle, toploss.com, or call us toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And be sure to use that discount code, Todd. My take on it, ladies and gentlemen. Look, we don't need to be the world's policeman. And I was one of the few conservatives back in the day who opposed the war in Iraq. The only reason George W. Bush went in there was for payback for his daddy, because his daddy did not finish the job when he should have because of the UN mandate. And by the way, that's what happens when you allow the United Nations to run your foreign policy. We had no business going into Iraq the second time. There were no weapons of mass destruction. We now know that. But again, the people of Iraq, and again, George W. Bush said, well, the people of Iraq, they want democracy. We're bringing freedom to Baghdad. Well, here's the problem. The people of Baghdad didn't want our freedom. They don't want our way of life. And if you want freedom in your nation, and if you want to fight for freedom in your nation, you do that. And we're happy to stand alongside of you, but we're not going to fight your battles for you. That's not who we are. But when you have a nation like Iran, and they're going out there and they're killing your soldiers, we have an obligation to get out there and hit back hard. Quite frankly, Iran should not have a navy right now. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Jim in Lakeland, California, starting our day off on KWAM radio. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind?
Well, I think we ought to go in and hit Iran hard, take out all their communications, take out all their electrical stuff, and then when we do, they'll have a meltdown of the nuclear reactors and completely cripple them, take out their oil fields and everything.
So you say shock and awe.
Shock and awe. Just like I said, what famous person said, what the heck was that? That was the mayor of Hiroshima.
Well, you know what, though? Jim, what we did at Hiroshima, what we did at Nagasaki, saved hundreds of thousands of lives on both sides of the war. So to your point, if you respond with force, shock and awe, I can promise you this, people are going to think twice about messing with America.
Well, it worked once, it'll work again.
I'm with you, Jim. I'm with you, and I appreciate that call. Here's the problem, folks. We haven't done shock and awe. I know that phrase was used back in Afghanistan and Iraq, but we didn't do shock and awe back then. But that's how you have to respond to these people, and then they stop messing with you. Let's go to Mike, WLOB in Maine. Hi, Mike. What say you?
Well, back in the 70s and 80s, Todd, I contracted for DOD, which, you know, rolls over in the state in Langley. And I was in the invasion of Grenada and the invasion of Panama. Now, look, I just watched the president getting into the Marine One so he can go to a fundraiser in Florida. Are you kidding me? Every one of these guys needs to be in a situation room right now, figuring out how the hell we're going to straighten this out. Now, listen, the Iranians have two spy ships in the Red Sea. One is called the Sabiz. The other one's called the Beghdad. They're both intelligence gathering ships registered as general cargo vessels. Now, the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, that's where they cruise around, okay? And basically, it's a crucial waterway that controls access to the Red Sea and Suez Canal. Now, both of them continuously relay intel and coordinates to the Houthi rebels. So if I was sitting in a situation room with these guys, I'd be saying, let's hit them. Let's hit the Sabiz. And if that don't work, hit the Bashad. And I'll tell you, that takes out their intelligence close enough right there where the Houthis are to stop this. And then you go hit the Houthis, and you hit them hard. Take out the munitions manufacturing plants in Iran. There's two of them there. But somehow these guys down there can't find their butts with both hands. You get my drift.
Mike, I'm with you. It makes no sense that Joe Biden is down doing fundraising when he ought to be in the Situation Room organizing whatever response we're going to have. But Mike, here we are. It's Tuesday. This attack happened on Saturday. And, you know, their argument is, well, we're going to respond in our own time. That tells me they don't have a plan to respond.
No, they got no game plan at all. That's obvious. Look at the pullout of Afghanistan, okay? There was no game plan there either. They closed Bagram Air Base, one of the most strategic bases in the world, probably about 300 miles away from the Chinese nuclear plant. And they closed the base. And they let every one of these terrorists out of the prison there.
Yeah.
One of the bombers, it's a gate that killed the 14 and 15 Marines, came from that jail. See, these guys, they're a mess down there. I just got to tell you, they're a mess. I mean, the regular military is waiting to go. Trust me. But I'll tell you, it's leadership. And when you don't have a change in command structure, command does not change. That's where our problem is.
Mike, this is good intel you're giving us. I want you to give us a call back. We've got to do something here. Mike, appreciate that call. We've got to do something here, ladies and gentlemen. and the response has to be ferocious. I'm not sure this administration does ferocious. I'm not even sure the conservatives want to do ferocious. All right, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back, America. This is the Todd Stern Show. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for your continued support. And to thank you, they have an overstock clearance sale right now for the best prices ever when you use the promo code STARNS. And you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0 and the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived. Won't last long, folks. Get a six-pack towel set for only $29.98 and take advantage of the free shipping on larger items like mattresses and mattress toppers, 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels. They absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, so much more. To get the best offers ever, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and get free shipping on your entire order while supplies last. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. And we do want to offer our prayers to the families of those men and women, the brave soldiers who were killed in Jordan. And our understanding is, and there's been some mixed reporting about this, all three are believed to be from Georgia, at least the military base there in Georgia. And so we want to pray for the good people of the entire state of Georgia as they mourn the loss of these incredible individuals. And what's really concerning are the we're getting some description of the injuries, and it seems to be a common occurrence now, but they're talking about brain injuries, so you wonder what sort of devices these drones are actually carrying. It's just unbelievable. When I go back to this Navy thing, and I want to go to the phone lines here in just a second, but the reason why the military's having a hard time recruiting, and by the way, they're dropping physical standards in the Army. This is across the board a big problem. And one of the main reasons that red-blooded American boys are no longer interested in joining the military is because the military has gone woke. They want to go and fight wars, not become social justice warriors. And that's why a lot of these boys are not wanting to join up. I want to go to Linda in North Carolina, listening to us on WTKF. And Linda, a lot of people may not be aware, but that is, there's a very large military community there in that part of North Carolina.
Oh yes, we have. I will say Fort Bragg, Cherry Point, and Camp Lejeune right here in North Carolina. And to me, that is our heartbeat. And we're playing whack-a-mole with these people. They're doing this. Several months now I've been hearing where they want the illegals, they are illegal, to go into our military. If they drop those two qualifications, they all qualify.
That's it. And Linda, I'm curious, what are people saying around that part of North Carolina? I mean, in church houses, you know, you guys, are y'all concerned about the way, the direction the military is going?
Oh, yes, but we have a good man that's running for our governor, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. He is a great man. He's going, I mean, I've been campaigning for him since 3 weeks after he won as Lieutenant Governor to be governor, and if the Lord will help us, he will be the governor of North Carolina.
Well, Mark's a good friend of mine, and we've had him on the show a time or two, and I think that, but again, from a state perspective, he's going to be rock solid. What we've got to do is we've got to facilitate change in the White House, because we need a strong military. We don't need these drag queens running around Navy ships. We don't need this social justice nonsense anymore in our military.
Well, I'm asking everybody that listens to your show on the radio or watches your show on Newsmax, to please call your congressman. Tell them there are laws on the book that will keep the illegals out, and they should never, never drop the requirements that we already have to keep illegals and other people that wish us harm out of our military.
Well said. And Linda, I suspect a good many people are doing that right now. Appreciate you calling in, and thanks for mentioning our Newsmax show as well. I want to switch gears here. Someone, a former colleague, sent this story over to me. I don't get on the Fox News website anymore. Have you guys been over on the Fox News website lately? So when you click on a story, you only get like the first sentence, and then you have to sign up. You have to register for an email, and it's a pain in the butt. So somebody sent me this story, and I want to share it with you. It's pretty shocking. So there is a fat dude. His name originally was Al, but now he identifies as a fat woman and goes by the name Ali. And I mean, this is a big one. Remember when we were kids and we had the little toys, the Weebles? They wobble, but they don't fall. Yeah, that's the guy looks like a human Weeble. Anyway, this guy has become some sort of a big influencer in the TikTok community. And by big, I don't mean girth. I mean very popular. It's terrible. So anyway, Fox News did a story about this. And I thought, oh, wow, so Fox is attacking this overweight dude here in a dress. And it turns out that Fox actually published a flattering profile of Large Marge here. This is the headline. Trans influencer who became viral meme says declining masculinity is getting out of control. The great irony here is that the whole transgender movement is literally an attack on masculinity. That's what gets me here. These people at Fox, Hannah Grossman, and there were two people assigned to write this profile piece. This is insane. Hannah Grossman and Alba Cuevas Fantuzzi. They're the authors of this nonsense. And it is a very flattering portrayal of this transgender activist, this guy who thinks he's a woman. And through the entire piece, they use the wrong pronouns. They called the guy, the trans woman told Fox News Digital that dating in the modern age comes with its difficulties, including declining masculinity in society. So here's something that they talk about a lot over there at that network, is that if you are a man, and let's just say you're a man, you are a manly man, you have the plumbing the good Lord gave you still attached to your body, and you're a man, and so you are at a bar and you meet a woman. And maybe your type is, 500-pound women. And you see a 500-pound woman sitting on a couple of stools there at the bar. And I would have to imagine a stool for each butt cheek. And you you buy her a soda, a Coca-Cola. And then she says, no, I drink diet. So you've got the 500-pound woman that you're trying to flirt with, and you buy her a Diet Coke, as we call it, a Baptist martini, with a little wedge of lemon. That makes it healthy. And you start talking to this gal, and all of a sudden you realize pretty quickly when you say, oh, well, can I get you something to drink, miss? And anyway, Large Marge says, yes, I'll have a Diet Coke, please. And you're like, whoa, geez, hello. Do you have a cold? Your voice is really deep.
No, this is how I talk. My name is Allie.
And all of a sudden you realize that that's no woman, that's a dude. And what do? You go back to your seat. Pardon me. Well, now, in today's society, you become transphobic. So if you don't want to date the 500-pound dude wearing a dress, sipping the Baptist martini, that makes you the bad person. Do you understand how screwed up society is right now? Have you seen the pictures, Dylan?
Unfortunately.
We've got audio with the dude. You think I was making this up? Let's listen to this dude.
I understand that, like, to society, I guess, to, like, the male gaze, if you want to call it, or whatever it is, I know I'm not a 10. I know that I'm plus size. I know that there's so many other things wrong with me, blah, 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 et cetera. The list goes on. However, I carry myself and with such grace and light and with politeness, and I know what I bring to the table.
Like
I feel like we live in a very sensitive society right now where it's almost like, no, babe, like, chill out. I just see a lot of men expecting women in the relationship, especially when they're in committed relationships already, like they expect the women to go above and beyond and like them just almost do nothing. And I feel like it's something that I see a lot outside of social media. I also love when like there is a little bit of like a little bit of a gender role in a relationship. I'm not a big fan of toxic masculinity. The norms, I guess, but I like when there's just like a little bit of that, like, I'm the man and I'm going to take charge, you know, like, cause like, why not? You know, I feel like a lot of boys need to start being boys though. Like when it comes to like the male roles, because a lot of like men nowadays are expecting princess treatment, and it's like, okay, well, I want that energy just as bad as you do. For example, like, let's say I get a flat tire on the side of the road and we're together. You better know how to change that tire. Like, you better know how to do these things. Because if I have to call my dad, just like I said, no. Sorry, babe. Don't rush into anything. Enjoy your time being single, because I feel like that's when you learn the most about yourself. Yeah, very much that. Because you always want to see what kind of person you are alone, to see what you're capable of once you are in a relationship.
So let me get this straight. Pardon that pun. So this dude says that if he's out on a date, he would expect the man with the male nether regions, he would be the one responsible for changing the tire if there was a flat tire. This is a joke. And so Fox News, I mean, this was a very long feature profile piece on this dude who thinks he's a woman. And what they're trying to do here, folks, is normalize this sort of behavior. That's what Fox News is doing now. They're trying to normalize all of this. In other words, there should be something normal about a red-blooded American young man wanting to date a 500-pound dude in a halter top. Anyway, you say what's going on over at Fox? Folks, I'm telling you, the LGBT crowd has completely taken over Fox News Channel. I'm telling you, I know it seems hard to believe, but it's true. And a good many people who work behind the scenes and a good many people on air are of that persuasion. And look, what do I care? I don't care. You live your life. It's America. What do I care? If you're a grown man and you wanna date Jabba the Hutt, then by golly, have at it. So anyway, Fox News here has come under fire, and a lot of people are like, "Why is Fox doing this?" Well, they've got the Jenner formerly known as Bruce as like a contributor to Fox News Channel. So they have completely embraced this. And basically, it's a great big FU to the evangelical Christian world, all of you Catholics out there. And their theology at Fox is those Christians are not going to go anywhere else. Well, I I would sincerely disagree with that, because I think a lot of Christians have turned off Fox News and they're turning on Newsmax. The Daily Signal, back in May, released an expose. Somebody sent them a copy of the company manual, and they said that Fox News employees are now allowed to use bathrooms that align with their gender identity rather than their biological sex. They are permitted to dress in alignment with their preferred gender, and they also must be addressed by their preferred name and pronouns in the workplace. May I just say something? If I were still at Fox News, I wouldn't be able to work there. I would have been given the heave-ho, because there's no way I'm calling a dude a gal or a gal a dude. I don't do that. Don't play that game. And by the way, every single person that you see on Fox News Channel, they now embrace this. They have to embrace this. It's the rules at Fox. Fox also offers to help employees come up with a workplace gender mutilation plan to ease their gender transition at work. I'll never forget the day that it was, and it was a big deal. And this happened when I was there, that they had a dude who decided he wanted to become a woman, wouldn't even shave his legs. I mean, there wasn't any effort made, just put on a dress. And there was a big effort to, you know, just like a huge thing. Welcome to the ladies' bathroom. What? Oh, but that's Fox News now. The Daily Signal talked to a number of current and former Fox employees who requested anonymity. And the reason why is they will destroy you. They will, if you do not bow down to the LGBT agenda, they will destroy you. A former producer for Tucker Carlson Tonight told the Daily Signal, they want you to think it's this place that supports traditionally conservative values, but in reality, they're pushing this nonsense behind the scenes. That's from the Daily Signal piece from Mary Margaret Olihan. We'll get Mary Margaret on to talk about this. So all that to say, maybe you should not be surprised that Fox News is now writing these beautiful profile, puff pieces on, overweight transgender chicks who are actually dudes. I'm just saying. All right, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926.
How dare you, God, go after Fox News like that?
I'm sorry, Miss Allie. Mr. Allie, whatever you are. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Robin Poffman. I may get Poffman to weigh on this transgender story. This is crazy stuff that's going down. We're also going to be following developments out of the Middle East if the United States decides they're going to punish Iran. But as it stands now, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't look like we're going to do anything. Got a text message. Starnes, aren't you going to say anything about Mayorkas? Yes, once they actually impeach him. I will be more than happy to do that. But I'm tired of saying the Republicans are going to do something. I'm looking forward to the day that the Republicans actually do it. So when that happens, we will be the first to let you know about that. But in the meantime, yeah, we're not so much. By the way, folks, our good buddy Mike Lindell has some great discounts for our listeners. They're having an overstock clearance sale. And if you go to MyPillow.com/Starnes, use the promo code Starnes, you're going to get free shipping on your entire order. You're also going to get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0, and they've got brand new flannel sheets. Oh, you got to get in on that action. 100% made in the USA. And the mattresses, mattress toppers, everything on sale. Again, this is an overstock clearance sale just for our listeners. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. All right, hang tight, folks. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. I want to remind the public that Donald Trump and House Republicans also have their own ideas for the border. So let's review the majority's border ideas that they've actually presented. Here they are. Donald Trump actually has said that he wants to build alligator moats along the border. That's one of his incredible ideas. Another idea that Donald Trump has promoted is he actually wants to electrify the border fence and maybe even put some spikes on the border. That's another Donald Trump and MAGA majority border idea. Another idea, which I'm not sure how well it would go, is he wants to actually bomb northern Mexico with missiles. That's another Trump idea. And finally, I think one of the ones that I think is the most grotesque is suggestions that instead we should maybe just shoot migrants in the legs as they cross the border. So once again, the Donald Trump and MAGA plan is alligator moats, bombing northern Mexico, shooting migrants in the legs, and electrifying the fence and putting spikes on them. That is the Donald Trump border plan.
Okay, that's Congressman Collins, and ladies and gentlemen, the guy's full of malarkey, but I got no problem with the alligators. Matter of fact, if you could find some freshwater piranha, stick those in the Rio Grande. But honestly, what we need to do something different, because what the Biden administration is doing right now is not working, period. Well, I know a man who does have a plan, and he's got some new legislation out, Congressman Mike Collins from Georgia, who joins us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, first, welcome to the show. And second, we should start by offering our condolences to the brave soldiers from Georgia who lost their lives as a result of the Biden's policies.
Well, Todd, I appreciate you having me on, and you're exactly right. It's a sad day. It's a sad day in two aspects, and one of them, you're right, they were from Georgia. But it is direct result of the Biden administration. And it's been in every facet of this administration where they have been a failure to America. Now, I'm not sure who that congressman was that you had that you were quoting there. But you know what? You can look at results and see what's going on today versus what was going on during the Trump administration. And I don't think it takes anybody with much brain power to understand that we need to go right back to the Trump administration.
I think you're 1,000% right there. That was a Democrat congressman from Congressman Garcia. Look, the reality is that we've been invaded, and for the Biden administration to give orders to have any razor wire taken down, anything of that nature, it seems to me that is vandalism of state property. And if I were the governor, I'd be saying arrest anybody who tries to cut down a single piece of razor wire.
Well, you're exactly right, and to use our Border Patrol and for that method instead of actually let them help patrol the border is one of the reasons that we were able to get involved from a congressional standpoint, because, you know, Todd, we have what's known as power of the purse, and when we can say you cannot enforce a rule, which is exactly what they've made, a rule to go out there and cut wire, that will prohibit them from even actually being able to go and participate in something that Mayorkas and this crazy bunch over in the Biden administration is trying to enforce with an invasion of our country.
So, Congressman, where are we with the Mayorkas impeachment? When does that go before the entire House?
Mayorkas impeachment should come up. I hope it's this week. You know, we'll start debate on it here in short order. And it's a fairly, I mean, it's laid out as plain as can be. If you would have asked me 6 months ago, I'd been willing to impeach you. Sorry, but then I'm willing to do it this afternoon or tonight. But we'll get out to debate and lay the facts out from what Homeland Security has presented. And then we'll have a vote on this and see if we can't get rid of this guy.
Well, we need to, and we've got to. I mean, we've got to start playing hardball here on this border situation. And Congressman, the concern is that you've got a drone attack just happened on American troops in Jordan. Who's to say we can't have those drone attacks right here in America, perpetrated by the sleeper cells that have been able to infiltrate our border and are currently in our country?
No, you're exactly right, Todd. You know, I was reading something earlier where you've had numerous Chinese coming across that border that had been gotaways. Now, the ones they've caught up with, they're actually Chinese soldiers. So you don't know who's coming across that border. And we've had almost 2 million people that are gotaways, over 300 that were actually on the terrorist list that they did catch. We've got a huge problem down there. You know, and it's not just people coming. It's the human trafficking. It's the fentanyl. It's the drugs that they're bringing with them. It's one of the reasons, you know, I was the first freshman to get a bill signed into law last year. And it dealt with protecting our law enforcement and our first responders from all this additional mess that they're putting in fentanyl that's coming across that stinking border down there. And so that's why I think this RAZOR Act that we've put out there is just part two of this, to try to help stem some of this mess that's going on down there until we can get this thing straightened out. And basically, the only way I think you're going to get it straightened out is one of two ways. You know, all of this was in H.R. 2 that we passed. But Joe Biden, in his infinite wisdom, 5 minutes into his presidency, is the one that reversed all of the executive orders that President Trump had put into place. And the only reason that Trump had to put them into place was because he didn't have the votes to get laws passed. Well, by God, we got enough folks up here now in the U.S. House of Representatives. Matter of fact, almost 70% of the makeup of the Republican Party right now are America First Agenda representatives. We just need the captain of our ship to come back on board. America votes the right way in November, and we're going to do that. We get Donald Trump back in the White House, by God, we're going to take our country back.
So, Congressman, real quick here, tell our listeners what the RAZOR Act would do if it becomes law.
It simply states that no federal employee can go out there and cut razor wire or any sort of barrier along our southern border. And that's not just Texas.
I love
this. Simple as can be.
I love it. And you're right, it is very simple. Real quick, Congressman, before we let you go, I'm curious to get your take on where we are with the response to what the Iranians did, and how should we respond?
We ought to go vaporize us a couple more Soleimanis. Pretty clear.
I'm with you 1,000%.
It's time to stop this mess.
It, as a matter of fact, Congressman, and I know that we've got a lot of people on our side of the aisle, including a lot of America First people who are out there saying, you know, we shouldn't respond, we shouldn't be there in the first place. But I want to remind people how Donald Trump handled things. This is, cut number 9.
Last night was a great night for the United States and for the world. A brutal killer, one who has caused so much hardship and death, has violently been eliminated. He will never again harm another innocent man, woman, or child. He died like a dog. He died like a coward. The world is now a much safer place. God bless America. Thank you.
God bless America, Donald Trump. Congressman,
hey, amen.
That's the kind of response amen. We need.
Yes, sir. Todd, I'll tell you what, I can sum this thing up. You know, during the Trump administration, Iran was producing about 400,000 barrels a day. Today, do you know what they're producing?
No, sir.
They're producing over 4 million barrels a day.
There you go.
Now that tells you enough that you need to know right there that this administration and their agenda of pushing us to a socialistic society, to where we get rid of everything that we own. They don't want you to own EVs, but they have emboldened our enemies by taking away our energy independence here. And we are buying oil from our enemies who are out there funding all these thug terrorists who want to kill us. And we've got so much to run on against this administration. I don't understand why in the world anybody would want to go with 4 more years of what we got right now, because this country can't stand it.
Congressman, we're going to leave it there. You're making a whole heck of a lot of sense, and we appreciate you being on the program today.
Hey, I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
All right. Congressman Mike Collins, everybody, out of the great state of Georgia. And a couple of the news nuggets. He says we need to impeach his sorry butt, talking about Mayorkas. And he says we need to vaporize a few of them, like Soleimani, referring to Iran. I am a big fan of everything this congressman just said. But we got to play hardball here, ladies and gentlemen. And if we don't, it weakens us as a nation. I mean, it really is that simple. All right, we've got to take a quick break. Coming up a little bit later, Robin Poffman joins us with news of the day, also weighing in on the border crisis. Congresswoman Diana Harshbarger will drop by as well. Again, our number, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. All right, have you pre-ordered a copy of my brand new book coming out? Folks, I want you to do this. I'm telling you, this book is if you only read one book in 2024, this is the book that you need to read. I'm excited for you to check it out. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? And you can pre-order a copy at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, wherever you get your books. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it. I'm a huge fan of independent bookstores. And one of my favorite bookstores in Memphis is called Novel Memphis. And I probably spent $5,000 or $6,000 since I've been back in Memphis buying books from these people. And they're all very nice and very friendly. But they're as liberal as the day is long. And I suspect some of them are actually communist. I don't have any evidence of that, but I have my suspicions. So anyway, they carry my books, but I think they do so begrudgingly. And we had reached out to them to host a big book signing. We're doing a big book launch party here in Memphis in March when the book actually comes out. And so we reached out to him. And one of the things I love doing, and this is important for me as a writer, is I believe in supporting local independent bookstores. And so we'll typically reach out to a local independent bookstore and say, hey, we're coming to town. We would love for you to, to host us. And again, it doesn't cost any money. But the whole point is to sell the bookstore a lot of books because you guys turn out at our book events. And we will sell a couple of hundred books, and that's a huge, huge thing for these small independent bookstores. So anyway, reached out to Novel Memphis, and we said, hey, and I did this with the Biscuit book, and they said, oh, well, we're really not doing in-person signings anymore, and, we'll stock the book. But we're not going to have you come and speak or do anything like that in the bookstore. And I thought that was kind of weird because the Biscuit book was non-political. But, and again, they sell a lot of Todd Starnes' books. And so we reached out to them back last summer and we told them, hey, new book is coming out and we would love to be able to do an event. And by the way, let me step back for a moment. We promote every single thing that Novel Memphis does on KWAM, the radio station I own. And we do that free of charge. And because, the bookstores, they got no money. And so we're happy to promote when they've got an author coming to town. And we want to do our part. We want to be good neighbors. Expect nothing in return. So anyway, we finally got a response. And they said, no, you're not welcome here. We're not going to do a book signing for you. There will not be a book event here for you. They said, we just don't have time. So we reached out to them almost a year ago. And ladies and gentlemen, every liberal that has written a book has done a book signing at Novel Memphis. And I got to tell you, the reason I wanted to do an event in that bookstore, and we were going to rent it to have a beautiful restaurant, and we were going to use the restaurant for, appetizers and hors d'oeuvres. And if you've ever been to one of our events, we throw a great party. I mean, Dalton Glasscock, our CEO, one of the top party guys in America, he knows how to throw a party. And they said, no, you're not welcome here. And I thought about that for a long time. And I thought, man, how do we respond to this? Because you know what? It's a business, and they have a right to decide who they want to do business with. And my whole point was, let's bring about 300, and we're expecting about 200 to 300 people at our book signing party. And my thought was, let's bring these people into Novel Memphis. Maybe they'll buy some other books. Because I will tell you this much, conservatives have money, and conservatives like to support things, and conservatives like to read. But they said, no, we're not welcome there. So we're doing our event somewhere else, and it's really unfortunate. And I thought long and hard about it. How should I respond to all of this? And I've decided, you know what? We're going to keep supporting local authors, and we're going to keep doing that. I don't want these people to go out of business. But if you feel led, you might want to give Novel Memphis a call and let them know what you think about how they treat conservative authors, because I don't think it's right. I think it's kind of lousy, if you ask me. And I guess I should be maybe angry about it, but I'm really disappointed. And quite frankly, it's a little embarrassing. You know, I'm a USA Today bestseller, Publishers Weekly bestseller. We sell a lot of books. And if Novel Memphis doesn't want the business of conservatives, then maybe somebody ought to start another bookstore in town. But there you go, folks. It's part of this cancel culture movement. But we're going to keep doing what I think is right, and maybe they will see the error of their ways, maybe not. When you go into the children's section there, and I'm working on a children's book about Ronald Reagan and Clarence Thomas, when you go into their children's section, they literally have children's books about AOC and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So maybe we'll take some calls here. How do you think I ought to respond to this? Because I haven't responded back to these people yet, and I was debating whether or not to even bring it up on the program, because it's really not that big of a deal. I mean, we can sell books, we can host a party, but what do you think the response ought to be here? I mean, a lot of conservatives do shop at Novel Memphis. They buy their books at Novel Memphis. And I mean, do conservatives need to know that they're really not welcome there? That only liberals are welcome there? That they don't want our money? Is that important for conservatives to know? Not every independent bookstore is like that, by the way. But I came across this kind of behavior and this attitude in New York City a lot. As a matter of fact, the local bookstore in my neighborhood, it was a great bookstore. And the owners were very kind people. And they were liberal, but they were very kind. And the lady said, Todd, we would love to host a book signing for you, but we're afraid that it would hurt us, and that liberals would protest and stop doing business. And Todd, this is a liberal neighborhood. I know. So I got it. I mean, I at least they were kind about it. So, all right. How should I respond to Novel Memphis, ladies and gentlemen? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I guess that's my Twilight's last gleaming of that bookstore. Jeez a loo. Hang tight. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the show. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. CeCe's been holding on for a while, listening to us in Chattanooga on Nooga Radio. Hi, CeCe, what's on your mind?
Hey, can you hear me, Todd?
You're loud and clear. It's like you're right next door to me, CeCe.
Well, great. I admire you, and I think you're really cool. And if I had that bookstore, you would certainly have all my... You'd be able to go in there without any possibility.
Well, you're kind.
What I want to talk about is Iran. So all these people want to hit back at Iran. So, you know, Iran hits back at us. We hit back at Iran. And the administration, or whatever it is, wouldn't have any problem with going into another war. And that would certainly postpone, you know, the election, for starters. So it's my idea, like, when the Biden administration came in, Iran was almost penniless thanks to Trump. So why can't we hit them in the pocketbook?
I think it's a terrific thought, Cece, is to, and again, that should have already been done. But again, this administration, these people are morons. They went out there and took away the terrorist designation for the Houthis, and now we know how all that turned out. And you're right, literally funding and this administration is funding the attacks on American service members. So I think that's a fine idea. But honestly, Cece, we've got to do more than that. And maybe that's what we should have done after the first attack. But after 160 attacks and you've got dead Americans, there needs to be a shock and awe campaign at this point.
Well, Lord help us all.
I know. And elections have consequences, Cece. It's really sad. Cece, you give us a call back. I like the way you think, and you had some good thoughts there. I want to bring into the conversation on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line the great, the one, the only, the queen of talk radio, Robin Poffman. Hello, Your Majesty.
By the way, you just got a marriage proposal.
Wait, what?
From that last caller.
Oh, I did?
From that last caller. I think she said that she would marry you, if I'm not wrong. Go back and flag the tape.
Oh, well, look, we have some of the most beautiful women who listen to this radio program. So I would be a blessed man.
Conservative women are the best.
They are.
Conservative women are the best.
And they're actually women, too.
Isn't it shocking?
It's these days, you never know, Poffman. By the way, I got to get your take on this because I am struggling with how to respond. You know, the new book is coming out in March, Simon and Schuster.
Right.
The local independent bookstore, Novel Memphis, where I have shopped for many years, spent thousands of dollars. I was tallying it up. I've spent over $5,000 at that store buying books. And they host all these signings. About every day they're doing a book signing or a book event. And they told us, no, you're not welcome here. We're not doing that for you.
Of course not. I mean, I'm the author of two books, one on the Casey Anthony trial. I mean, you know, criminals don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican. And my other book covering catastrophe, broadcast journalist report 9/11, is a charity project on 9/11. And I have to say that I've run into this in my career, so you're talking to the right person, that if you're conservative or have an R in front of your name, a lot of these hippy-dippy, and I don't know because I've never been to the bookstore that you're discussing, so I don't want to paint everyone with the same, brush stroke, if you will. But in my experience, Todd, if you are conservative and you're dealing with some hippy-dippy liberals at a bookstore, I'm not saying all bookstores are this way, but some of them, they don't, you know, you're banned because you have an R in front of your voting record and you're conservative and farther to the right than Mitch McConnell.
Well, it's...
And that's not saying much. That's not saying much these days, but... the point being that, you're not welcome because the same reason that a lot of other people like, you know, Ann Coulter and other conservative speakers, you see the great warm welcome that they don't get on college campuses, which are supposed to be open to free thought and free speech. The last I looked, this is the USA, not the USSR. And, it's a real problem. If I were in your shoes, I would knock off all the email back and forth, and I would physically go there, show up, have a little chat in person with the manager, and really drill down deep and get to the bottom of it, because what you're going to find is that if there's resistance and they looked you up and you're a conservative host, you're going to be banned, unlike if you were a liberal host.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They know. And it was funny because the last time we dealt with them, it was very funny. They were happy that I was writing a biscuit book. And they actually pointed out that it was a lot better than the last book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. So I do think there is.
Yeah.
The biscuits got burned in that book. But I see your point, Robin. And by the way, I would say this is an upscale hippy-dippy bookstore. It is in a very wealthy part of the community, a beautiful bookstore. You would love it. It's I'm just a book guy, so I that's kind of my thing. I love exploring, you know, bookstores, and I get it. They're all liberal, but the intolerance, Robin, that's what just gets me. Is and you've experienced this, you know, with the books you've written.
I have. I've experienced this. I really don't want to say where because I'll identify the cities and this, that, and the other. I really don't want to go down that path. We can discuss it, you know, off the radio. But I will say I've experienced this in multiple cities, not just in one city. God forbid you talk about 9/11, even though it's a charity book that was sold in, you know, Barnes & Noble back in the day, 23 years ago. Nowadays, if you want to educate this generation about 9/11, you run into a huge resistance. I would also pull out of the card that you are coming with your own undercover security. That might also help the situation. I think you need to invoke me to have a little chat ski with these people.
So, and Robin, you know, we do parties very well, and, you know, we have live music, we'll have a live band, we only do the finest of hors d'oeuvres and beverages, and people really have a good time. And I just, for me, it was just saying, hey, you know, conservatives, check out this bookstore, which is really great, and, you know, conservatives buy books, and you know that, Robin, we're very learned people, but...
Right.
But anyway, it's just... It's kind of shocking.
Can I give you the bottom line? You ever hear the old-fashioned expression, you know, you cut off your nose to spite your face? Here's what really ticks me off about this whole story. And again, I've been a victim of this myself. I'm just going to speak for my charity book. Robin Poffman isn't making the money. The charity was making the money. It was the subject matter. In the same sense that I know, Todd, that you would feed all their guests, and they're going to make money because, you know, one conservative person, I come to your book signing, right? I'm not just going to buy the Todd Starnes biscuit or Jihad or whatever's going on book. I'm going to buy some other books, some knickknacks. I'm going to buy a coffee in there for $5. You know what I'm saying? So they're cutting off their nose to spite their face because nobody's coming in there to just buy one book for $20 or $30. Like yourself, they're going to spend over the course of a year anywhere between $1,000 and $5,000 or whatever their budget allows, even if they spend a couple $100. So they're ruining, they're so petty that they're ruining it for themselves.
It's really sad. And that's what just, I'm not even angry about it. I was angry about it. I'm not angry about it now. I've been stewing on this for a couple of weeks, Robin. And it's just sad because I see intolerance. And I see, and that for me is just unacceptable, especially in, of all places, a bookstore where, you know what, do I complain that they've got more Michelle Obama books than they do Holy Bibles? They're selling? No, of course not, because I get it. They're a liberal, you know, that's their bent. I get that. But to come out there and say, you know what, conservatives, you're not welcome. That's what they were saying. I mean, you know, it's the wink and the nod. But anyway.
You know what you should do? Just go to, like, a local police station or a local firehouse or a local whatever, something having to do with our first responders. See if they have a room for you and donate a couple bucks from each book to the first responders and have them host you and all your wonderful listeners and call it a day, feed everybody and move forward. And then they lose out on the money and so be it. And then a couple bucks from your book goes to a donation and everybody's happy. That's the Robin method. That's the Robin answer to this problem.
Let me tell you something. We've got another location lined up and it's going to be great. Robin, you'll be getting an invitation. We're going to be opening up. People are going to have an opportunity. It's going to be a fun night. We're expecting a good couple of hundred people to show up and we will have a blast. And, you know, the people at Novel Memphis, you know, shame on you. We have got to talk about what's going on at the border and how it ties in with what just happened in Jordan. And Robin, I know this is a huge, huge issue for you. But the fact that here we have an attack on American troops on a Saturday night while they were sleeping, and we have yet to respond. And Robin, you got Biden who's doing a campaign stop in Florida. I don't think they've got a plan.
There is no plan. I was so saddened when I saw the smiling, beautiful faces of the three Army reservists we lost, all three of them from the state of Georgia. It is such a tragedy for their families. And sadly, this is why so many. And I just heard today, Todd, this is a very personal, I know someone who's in the Navy who is leaving for this very reason. He told me today that he is not renewing his contract because of what's going on at the Pentagon, the shadiness of the defense secretary, not alerting the president of the United States that he's going out for a prostate surgery that, you know, 9 out of 10 men need after they're 70 years old. It's ridiculous. Like, the whole cover-up, no response to the Iran situation, no response to the Hamas terrorist attack, the American media silent on the 130 U.S. and American. We still have 6 American hostages and 130 Israeli hostages, our number one Israel ally over there. We are in very scary times. You look at Biden, and any of your listeners listening to or watching Biden's sound bites as he campaigns around the country, you've got to be terrified. This is somebody's grandfather who has full blown dementia that is affecting his ability for his balance. It's affecting his walk and his gait. It's affecting his speech. It's affecting his mind. This man has full-blown dementia, and our enemies are going to take advantage of it.
Robin, I'm curious how you think we need to respond here. You've got folks like Tucker Carlson, Vivek Ramaswamy, and they say we shouldn't be going to war. We shouldn't be invading people. I don't think this is a matter of invading people, but Robin, we've got to have a response here.
I'm all about the Trump methodology, where you just, you know, vaporize the head person in command. We know who's calling the shots. Our government knows who's directing this. This is not happening in a vacuum. There is a Osama bin Laden figurehead that's in large and in charge. They know the name. We know where these people are. And kaboom, you just, you know, you take out the top person, and then the whole organization collapses. That's what Trump did. Remember when they vaporized that guy at the airport?
Hey, Robin, Alexa, let's listen to how Trump used to handle those kinds of situations. Cut number 9.
Last night was a great night for the United States and for the world. A brutal killer, one who has caused so much hardship and death, has violently been eliminated. He will never again harm another innocent man, woman, or child. He died like a dog. He died like a coward. The world is now a much safer place. God bless America.
God bless America. That was when Al Baghdadi got vaporized. Robin Poffman.
Yeah. You know, there's a couple of them that we have taken out. I would say this to you, Todd. If you're in high school and somebody's bullying you and you don't put an end to it, kaboom, verbally tell someone, do something about it, and you keep taking the abuse is going to continue, right? If you're, Nicole Brown Simpson, if she would have done something about OJ, maybe she would still be alive today, right? If you keep taking the abuse and you don't strike back, 1, 2, 3, bang, kaboom, you're gone, the Trump method, you're going to keep dealing with this. It's like cockroaches. If you don't get rid of the one that you see in your house, you have 10,000 behind the cabinet. So you got to eliminate the problem. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, done. And then you don't have to deal with it anymore. But the way we're not dealing with it, we look so weak and so wimpy. And I'm being kind with, I'm choosing my words very carefully here because this is a family show, but we look very weak and very wimpy.
Yes, we do. Meow, meow. Robin Poffman, ladies and gentlemen. Robin, we got to leave it there. We're super late for a break. Always great to hear from you. Great insight as always.
Text me the coordinates of the book signing. I'll be there with the big man.
I'll do that. It will not be a party without Poffman there. So. All right.
Take care.
Thanks, Robin. All right. Robin Poffin, everybody. And we'll be providing more details on the book launch party. By the way, some people said, Todd, we want to reach out to Novel Memphis. How do we do that? Well, write down the number. I'm about to give it to you. This is the telephone number, Novel Memphis, 901-922-5526. Again, that's 901-922-5526. And you can let them know what you think about banning conservatives. We'll be right back. All right, real quick, let's go to the phone lines. Rick in Jackson, Tennessee, WTJS. Rick, you got about 60 seconds. Go for it.
Hey, Todd. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, Rick. What you got for us? You got about 45 seconds now.
Well, great. I've got a great show, and I want to donate my book, like that lady was saying. I want to donate my book to the library, whichever one you end up with or want to do with.
Oh, so you've written a book.
I've done a lot more than that. I've had dinner with William Berkeley, and all the stuff about bookstores and publishing, I have 10,000 firsthand. I love that lady. All I care about is what's going on in the Mideast. The first thing we ought to do is blow those two ships out of the water in the Red Sea. Blow them, then we'll go from there quick.
Rick, I'm with you there, 1,000%. And I think that's a good way of looking at it. And Iran should not have a navy. That ought to be our response. Rick, you're a good man, and thank you for your great generosity there. We've got to go. The computer is going to cut me off, Rick. Hang tight, everybody. And look, if you want to call that bookstore, give them a call, 901-922-5526, Novel Memphis. Let them know what you think about banning conservatives. We'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. Man, this show has sort of taken a weird turn today, and I just want to make you aware of that. I've been dealing with an issue, and for those of you, by the way, welcome to all of our Newsmax viewers, and we're always honored to have you folks with us today. But I've been dealing with a personal issue involving the new book, and it comes out in March 19th, and so right now the entire team, we are just wall to wall. When we're not preparing for the show, we're booking the tour. We've got a lot of speaking engagements, and a couple of weeks I'm going to be at the Reagan Ranch speaking to a very large group of conservative high school kids. We're doing a big book signing there. I believe every kid is getting a copy of the new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. And we're going to be at CPAC, NRB, National Religious Broadcasters, and, of course, we're going to be doing the big tour around the nation. But so all of that to say, and our friends at the House Freedom Caucus are throwing a big shindig in Washington. And I'm most excited, though, about our affiliate book tour. And we're going to be able to meet many, many of our listeners across this great nation. I'm very excited about that. All that to say, I know this has really gotten under my skin. So just bear with me. So I was very excited because the independent bookstore here in Memphis, Novel Memphis, I have spent over $5,000 buying books from these people, and it's really a fine bookstore, just a beautiful bookstore, and there's a great backstory to what's happening at Novel Memphis. Anyway, they refused to host a book signing, and they refused to host a book event, like a Q&A kind of a thing. And so we had approached them. And, you know, these bookstores, there's not a lot of wiggle room for profit, right? So I always tell people, if you have the option, go shop locally. We do that here at the radio station I own in Memphis. We have a rule. We buy local first. Even if it costs a few dollars more, it's important to support local businesses. And I live by that idea every single day, and we work very hard. And there are some times, well, we don't have a choice, and we have to buy from one of the big box stores. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with big box stores, all right? We love all businesses. But I have a heart for small business owners, and I have a heart especially for independent bookstores, because I know it's tough. So we reached out to Novel Memphis and said, hey, look, you know, we got the book coming out, and we'd love for you guys to host our signing. We could probably guarantee about, 200, at least 200 books being sold, which is massive. And they said no. They turned us down. Now, they host every liberal author under the sun. And a lot of these signings, they'll have a couple of people coming out. But the idea of having a couple of hundred people showing up at this bookstore for a conservative author, I guess that triggered them. I do not know. But they turned us down, flat out turned us down. And that's unfortunate. But I'm telling you right now that it's beyond anger at this point. It's just frustration and disappointment that there's such intolerance within the book community. And I think a lot of us as conservative authors have experienced that. I mean, Mark Levin being banned from, of all places, Target. So here's how crazy it is. Target is actually carrying my new book, but Novel Memphis is not going to open us up for a signing. And you know what? I accept that. That's their business model. And if they don't want conservatives shopping at their bookstore, that's their business. But it's just really unfortunate. I want to go to Stephen in Orange County, California. And Stephen, I understand you called Novel Memphis.
Yep, at the last break, Todd, I did.
Well, I hope you were. And Stephen, hold on. I know you were polite. And by the way, folks,
oh, yes, sir.
If you're going to call Novel Memphis, and here's the phone number, 901-922-5526. Be polite. We're conservatives, right? We're ambassadors for our Lord and the conservative movement. Let's let them know how disappointed you are. 901-922-5526 is the number for that bookstore. So, Stephen, I'm curious, what did they tell you?
Well, nice young. Hey, I can let you talk to a manager if you'd like. And I said, sure, that's great. Wait a second. Young man picked up, and I said, hey, I'm probably getting a lot of calls from the fan, a lot of calls from the Todd Starnes fan club today. Chuckled, laughed, and said, yeah, for you. I said, well, I just wanted to throw my hat in the ring, and sounds like you're fine, and Todd apparently was pretty close to Fox's personal library purchase store, and why don't you guys host him? And he said, well, it's more of a business decision than anything. Todd's religious books sell really well, but his political books don't sell that well. And I said, well, there's going to be quite a few people that would show up just to support Todd and get his autograph and everything. And the guy said, well, we'll think about it. I said, okay. God, may God bless you.
Well, good for you. Stephen, Stephen, do you have any of my books by any chance?
I have not a single one of your books, but Twilight's Last Gleaming sounds wonderful.
Well, you're going to love Twilight's Last Gleaming, but here's what I am going to do. You'll have to order that one, but I'm going to, don't hang up, because I want to make sure that we send you some of my books. We'll send you Culture Jihad and the Biscuit book. And we're going to throw in The Deplorables Guide to Making America Great Again. To answer your question, Stephen, and look, I get it if it's a business decision, but what they told you was not accurate, because my political books have actually made the USA Today and Publishers Weekly bestseller list. They do incredibly well. The Biscuit book did great. Now, the average book in America, Stephen, according to Publishers Weekly, the average book in America sells about 500 copies. And I can tell you, every single one of the books that I've written has sold well over 10,000 copies. And so we sell a lot of books. And the fact of the matter is, we could have had hundreds of people in that bookstore and helping their business and being a good partner. And, they're literally right around the corner from the studio where I broadcast. And that's what frustrates me, is there's this intolerance within the literary society and the literary movement to people of the conservative bent.
Yes, Well, we just, as my pastor said, my pastor was on your show last week, Pastor Jack Hibbs.
Oh, we love Pastor Jack, and he's...
So just love on people. Just love on... We just need to love on people.
That's it. That's it. But I will say this. I was a little frustrated, so there you go. Stephen, God bless you. Hang tight. We're going to get Stephen's info, and we're going to send him... We've got Culture Jihad, Make America Great Again, and the Biscuit Book. So we're going to get you taken care of. All right, so enough of that. But again, if you'd like the number to call and just, again, be polite and be kind, but say, hey, you're a conservative, you buy books, and you'd like to see them hosting us one of these days. 901-922-5526. That's 901-922-5526. Can we talk about Star Trek for just a moment? Have you heard this story? This blows my mind, and I hope our chief engineer for the Todd Stearns radio show, Chuck, is, we call him Captain Chuck. He is a huge Star Trek fan, and Chuck is, his whole office is sort of like a shrine to Star Trek. So anyway, there is a big controversy over across the big pond involving Star Trek. So the EU, the European Union, is wanting to censor Star Trek. And its opening line about going where no man has gone before. Space. I love this. This is the opening. This is the opening of Star Trek. And then you've got the lovely, you have the lovely, well, I don't know what's playing. Is that like a harp, a trombone? Is that a bassoon? No, that's not a bassoon. Or are those people just oohing an eye? Oh, that's what it is. All right, very good. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, darling. So anyway, you've got Star Trek under fire. William Shatner is saying, what's wrong with you people? So they want to remove... They want to remove the whole Star Trek slogan, boldly going where no man has gone before, and they want to get rid of the word man. So William Shatner, Captain Kirk himself, is writing about this, and he's calling it presentism at work yet again. Isn't it better to start at the beginning and redo foundational material like the Magna Carta, religious writings, works of Shakespeare before worrying about a silly TV show opening that reflects social commentary of the time? If people are offended by 6 seconds of dialogue recorded in 1966 without a modicum of understanding of the social issues at the time, there's bigger issues than they need to deal with first, like educating themselves. Somebody beam him up, Scotty. So good for you, Captain Kirk, and we stand with the good people of the Federation. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we are going to the phone lines. Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. Apparently, do you guys have this problem with the new, have y'all done the new upgrade for the iPhone? I don't think I like this. So somehow autofill was on during the entire last segment of the show. I just sent somebody a very long message. Whoops, my bad. I'll have to get this figured out. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You know, I have personal problems. I need to put those aside so we can talk with our good friend from the eastern part of the great state of Tennessee, Congresswoman Diana Harshbarger. Congresswoman, hope you're doing well today.
Well, I certainly am, Todd. Have you got a problem I can help you with, sir?
It's the new iPhone upgrade, Congresswoman. I'm not liking it, and I can't figure out how to get autofill to undo.
Uh-oh. Well, I don't know. I may not have updated mine, but I'll check it when I get off here.
Whatever you, like yeah, that.
I don't like that either when they change things around, Todd.
People are saying, Congress, they say don't do the upgrade, and I did the upgrade. I should have learned my lesson. So there you go. I don't know.
Yeah, really.
By the way, we were talking We were talking about my new book coming out. I know we're coming to DC to do an event. You are one of the great people who endorsed my new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, you are welcome. You're just precious, Todd. People need to read that book if they want the truth. And we got a bunch of people searching for the truth
right now.
And you're just the one to deliver it, sir.
Well, you're kind, and thank you for that. And we'll talk more about the book at a later time. But I want to get to what's happening overseas right now. A lot of people wondering when we are going to push back and when Iran is going to learn they can't mess with the United States of America. What are you hearing?
Well, I'm not hearing a lot of anything. You know, after 100-plus strikes against our military men and women, looks to me like the Biden administration would have sent a stern message. And with the technology we have, honestly, they could have gone in, just like President Trump did, and drilled down and got the bad actors and just alleviated that issue, Todd. But why do we even take the sanctions off of those people over in Iran? Why? We need to strengthen those sanctions, and I'm not saying escalate it to get into another war, but for God's sakes, we need to protect those precious people over there. We lost 3 lives. How many? I don't even know if they finalized the count on how many were injured. It's a travesty. It's a travesty. And I said that in the statement, that when they see a power void like they do in our White House, somebody's going to try to fill that void. And that's exactly what Iran's doing. They know that there's a weak leader of the United States, and they're going to try to capitalize off that. And they are.
Well, I, you know, one of the things that really stunned me, we have a number of our friends on our side of the aisle who are saying, well, we don't need to go to war over this. We don't need to invade. Well, I don't think it's about going to war. I don't think it's about an invasion. But I do think maybe Iran doesn't need their Navy. I think we need to send whatever we do has to be shock and awe. And we've got to really jerk a knot in the entire world to say, you mess with the United States, there will be you know what to pay.
Well, that's why we have to return to the Trump-era foreign policy. You promote peace through strength, and I'm like, buddy, go ahead, make my day. That's the way we ought to be. And in no uncertain terms, don't cower down to those people. They capitalize on somebody's weakness, and I'm like, don't wait till you have 100 strikes either. Do something. They can be precise in their methods, and I don't know what they're waiting on. I don't know how they are, what they're going to do. They haven't said. They said there will be retaliation. But as far as I know, I haven't heard anything.
Wow.
So you can't stand by and let them continue to attack our men and women in uniform.
No, it's true.
It can't be tolerated.
No, it cannot be tolerated. We've also been following the developments. Our good friend, fellow Tennessean Congressman Mark Green, moving ahead with the Mayorkas impeachment. So what happens next in this process?
Well, the impeachment is in markup today, so I'm sure as soon as they finish that in their committee work, they'll bring it to the floor for a vote. You know, I mean, he's proved over and over he's a threat to our national security, and we need to impeach him. And if people didn't think so before when they said they didn't have the votes, they are thinking again, because their articles, and I was reading what Homeland had sent out, Secretary Mayorkas has breached the public trust by violating his oath and to faithfully discharge the duties of his office, for one thing. He's knowingly made false statements to Congress, Todd, and he's also obstructed the committee's work on oversight investigations. And I'm like, if that's not grounds for impeachment, what do you need?
It's a great point, and it's a fair point. Congresswoman, we are coming up on a hard break here. So, again, we appreciate your hard work on behalf of the American people and the good people of Tennessee. And we appreciate you're one of the few folks, you campaigned and you're delivering on your campaign promises. And we really respect that.
Well, I appreciate you, Todd. You call me anytime, and don't upgrade your phone next time like they told you.
I know. I should have listened. All right. Thanks a lot, Congresswoman. Diana Harshbarger, everybody from East Tennessee. great lady and a great lawmaker and just doing a terrific job. Someone said, are you going to be coming to East Tennessee for a book signing? Yes, we are. I'm telling you, folks, Grace Baker is plotting a huge, huge book signing tour. It's going to be a lot of fun. And again, we're being told phones are lighting up at Novel Memphis, and good. I think they need to hear from conservatives and let them know that that we read books too, and they need to start practicing a little tolerance. So if you want to call the bookstore and say you need to carry Todd's book and you need to have you, shame on you, be nice and polite about it, but give them a call, 901-922-5526. Again, that's 901-922-5526. And trust me, folks, this is about ideology. That's what this is about. Pretty pathetic. All right, we've got to take a break here. The question for our Newsmax audience, we've been asking this on radio, should the United States fight back with shock and awe? We'll be right back, America. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Again, that's 901-260-5926. Let's talk to Wayne in Tennessee. Hi, Wayne. What's on your mind?
Okay. As far as it goes, he should have been impeached long ago. Actually, Biden should have been impeached long ago. And it just totally ticks me off that all these congressmen that are supposedly working for us are filling their pockets out of our pockets. They're taking our tax money and sending it everywhere, taking over the illegals. The illegals get more from the people out of tax money than the regular people that should be here.
Wayne, no doubt about that. What part of Tennessee are you calling from, Wayne?
I'm calling from just north of Knoxville.
Well, all right. Good people. And we love East Tennessee, Wayne. And you guys keep fighting the good fight out there. And thank you for watching Newsmax. And again, ladies and gentlemen, the final hour of the radio program is actually simulcast on Newsmax 2. You can watch us on all of Newsmax's platforms. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. And a very simple question. What do you think the United States ought to do in response to the attack by Iran? If this had been Donald Trump, I can promise you this. By Sunday morning, when we were all getting up and getting ready to go to church, President Trump would have been on television. He would have been on Newsmax. He would have been on the radio announcing that Iran was no longer with us, the entire country. But here we are. This attack happened late Saturday night as our troops were sleeping. And here we are Tuesday and still nothing from this White House. And I find that to be pretty appalling. Let's go to California. John is watching us on Newsmax, too. All right, John, you are on the air.
Hey, Todd. Hey, I'm a homeless, disabled Vietnam vet. And this whole thing with the three beautiful kids being killed in their sleep doesn't sit right with me. It really doesn't. It's you know, when I was over there, I've seen a lot of stuff, but it doesn't have to be that way.
John, it doesn't have to be that way. What part of California are you calling in from, John?
Fillmore.
Well, John, you know, there are a lot of programs and a lot of agencies available to help you out, John, and I hope that you certainly seek those out. And if not the Veterans Administration, certainly go and visit one of the local church congregations. It's absolutely unacceptable that anyone who served in our great military, who fought in our wars, should be homeless. So, John, I want to make sure that you promise that you're going to go and you're going to try to get some help there. You don't need to be homeless.
I've tried. I have a strange situation. I owe alimony same time, so I just don't have enough money. If I have to give up that and It's complicated there.
Well, John, I respect that. But I will say this. You might want to visit a local church and talk to a pastor, talk to a member of the clergy, and they might be able to help get you pointed in the right direction. John, God bless you and good luck to you, and thank you for calling in today. Let's go to Roger in Tennessee. He wants to weigh in on the Mayorkas impeachment. Hi, Roger. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. I'm glad you're coming to East Tennessee for a book signing. It seems like Mayorkas has a different mindset. They tend to look at things differently than we do. I don't think they're in their right mind, if you know what I mean.
You know, again, I think ultimately, and I get it, not much is going to happen here, but at the same time, the Republicans have to send a message. And they have to let people know we're not going to tolerate this nonsense anymore.
Exactly.
Roger, appreciate that call, and we certainly appreciate you listening to the program. Again, our telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, is 901-260-5926, and you'll see that number up on the screen occasionally. I want to play some audio here. This is from Rachel Maddow's show over on MSDNC. And it was a fascinating interview with E. Jean Carroll. And if every person in America either watches or listens to this interview, I can promise you Donald Trump is going to win in a landslide, because you will understand what that fake sham kangaroo court trial on the trumped up fake allegations against President Trump was really all about. Take a listen.
You've talked about using some of Trump's money that you're about to get to help shore up women's rights. Do you know what that might be, what that might look like?
Yes, Rachel. Yes.
Tell me.
I had such great ideas for all the good I'm going to do with this money. First thing, Rachel, you and I are going to go shopping. We're going to get completely new wardrobes, new shoes, motorcycle for Crowley, new fishing rod for Robbie. Rachel, what do you want? Penthouse? It's yours,
nothing.
Rachel. Penthouse and France? You want France? You want to go fishing
nope.
in France? No? Oh, all right. All right. Okay.
That's a joke.
Although if me fishing in France could yeah. do something for women's rights, I would take the hit. You know, I would obviously take one for the team.
All right, let me.
as if you need persuasion in that regard.
All right, you see what it's really all about here, folks. It's a big joke, and you heard those words coming out of E. Jean Carroll's crusty little mouth, those crusty little lips of hers. This is all a joke. Well, it's no laughing matter. And I can assure you that President Trump and his legal team, they're going to appeal this ruling. And I don't think she gets a single penny. I think that E. Jean Carroll is not going to get a single penny of this money at the end of the day. But this woman is clearly, there's something wrong about her. I don't know if it's some sort of a mental defect. I'm not a doctor, so I cannot give you some sort of a clinical diagnosis. But she is, as we would say in the southern states, touched in the head. There's something about her. And when you go back and when you read her history and the fact that this woman claims that she is being, she said that she was first sexually assaulted by a 7 or an 8 year old little boy. This woman has been naming names. And clearly, when you look at the actual facts surrounding this case and who this woman really is, and all of this information was not allowed to be presented in court, the judge, who is corrupt, would not allow any of this information into the courtroom. So this is beyond insane what happened to Donald Trump. But you got a taste of what was really going on with that interview between Rachel Maddow and E. Jean Carroll. And there's a lot more that'll be coming out. But at the end of the day, don't believe it, folks. Just don't believe it. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. Our number, 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. everybody. Good to have you with us today. By the way, ToddStearns.com is our website, and we would love for you to bookmark that page. We provide a lot of original content, and we would love for you to check that out. This is content you will not see on any other website. I will say this, Fox News actually monitors what we do, and typically 24 or 48 hours later, I'm not kidding here, 24 to 48 hours later, guess what happens? They start reporting on the stories that you will see on our page first. So we certainly appreciate your help there. Also, be sure to get our free podcast and also our free newsletter. Great resources for you. And that's an important thing. There are a lot of conservatives out there asking for money. We're not one of them. We want to give you stuff, which is why we provide our free newsletter and our podcast to you over at ToddStearns.com. Let's get right back to the phones. Let's go to Washington State. Michael is hanging out with us today. Hi, Michael. What's on your mind?
Hi. How are you? Thank you for having me on. My first question is I'm talking to some prosecutors, friends of mine. The citizens have an actual right to arrest anybody that's doing anything illegal in this country. If somebody does something out of a police officer's view, you fill out a statement, and it basically goes to court with a citizen that did the arrest. And that being said, anybody that's in this country is coming here illegally. We have a right to arrest them right there on the spot. There's nothing stopping the people from doing this. And I wanted to find out your opinion on that.
Well, you have to be careful, Michael, and you got to make sure you're following the laws that are on the books. And I will say, even if you do follow the law, you could find yourself in legal jeopardy. So look, here's my take on this. We've got a convoy that's heading to the border right now. A lot of patriots in that bunch. We need to let the law enforcement in Texas do the job. I mean, that's what they're hired for. That's what they're trained for. And again, it is a very dangerous situation down there. I think the convoy that's headed down there, the average Americans, I think you can show support by holding rallies and volunteering and doing whatever is necessary. But Michael, I would point to a story involving a rancher who was actually arrested after he shot and killed illegals who were on his property. Seems to me that guy was well within his rights to protect his wife and his family, to protect his property, and yet this guy is now in legal jeopardy. He's facing charges. He's got tons of money coming out of his pocketbook to cover those legal fees. So to your point, and I know this is sort of a long-winded answer, Michael, but if you do that, number one, you got to be willing to play by the rules. But number two, you got to have some money because you may end up in court.
This is true. This is true. This is exactly what the prosecutors were telling me. And that's what's interesting. You know, the standard of the law really do not exist to the people that are legally operating and legal citizens in this country.
Unfortunately, because of all of these leftist policies out there, there's one set of rules that govern people like you and me, Michael, and another set for those illegals that are coming across that border. So appreciate you calling in, Michael. Again, my advice, folks, let law enforcement do the job, right? That's what they're there for. And we've got to make sure that we are good ambassadors and that we are good American citizens. And what does that mean? We abide by the law of the land. That's what we do. Let's go to Donald in South Carolina, listening to us on WDUN, great radio station. Hi, Donald. What's on your mind?
How you doing? I'm retired from the Navy. I did 3 tours on the USS Long Beach in the Mediterranean Sea. We went through the Suez Canal. We were in the Indian Ocean. And it was a 6th Fleet. 6th Fleet is composed of about 100 ships. Believe me, Todd, we don't have to take any crap from anybody. All they have to do is press the button. The USS Long Beach was the first nuclear-powered guided missile cruiser, 2468. And it had about 100 missiles. And this was back in 65. All they have to do is blink. Now, if you can get Biden to get out of the basement, press the button,
and forget about it. Move on to the next page. Believe me.
So Donald, let's say for the argument here, you're in charge. What is your response to what Iran did to us?
Simply press the button. You have nuclear. We have a lot of nuclear. We have a lot of guided missile cruisers over there. You have to take a forward stance, just like Teddy Roosevelt said. Speak quietly and carry a big stick. You have to be offensive, because Iran was really nothing years ago. Now they've grown to be a significant power. So what I would do if I was Biden, I'd get the trajectory on military locations in Iran, and one night about 30 Tomahawk missiles. Boom. I'm not a hawk. I'm from the Vietnam-era Navy. And if you have other Navy guys call you up, they'll tell you the same thing. You can't play around with these people. You got to hit them first. Boom.
Donald, I think we have to have a ferocious response. Whatever that is, Iran needs to know they will never, ever, ever be allowed to do something like this again. And if that means, again, turning Tehran into a glass parking lot, all right, I'm okay with that. Because we've got to have peace in that region, and the only thing these radical Islamists respond to is brute force. So we'll see how things go. Appreciate you, Donald, and thank you for listening to the program. Let's go to Leanne in Illinois. Leanne, what's on your mind?
Just Trump off the ballot, the whole country. Like, he has not been proven guilty for anything. And here we are trying to remove people. Should we not take off Biden? He's got sticky fingers. He smells hair. He's taking money from Burisma. He's not been convicted, but we're not going to take him off.
He's sniffing our children, too. It's a terrible thing. Yeah, look, the Illinois. So this was breaking news within the past couple of hours. The Illinois State Board of Elections rejected a complaint that sought to disqualify Trump from the Illinois primary ballot. So the good news is Trump will be on the ballot. But people are trying. And Leanne, this just shows you how terrified they are of Donald John Trump. They are trying every single thing possible to remove this man from the ballot.
Absolutely. You know what it is? It's that swamp, and it's getting thick, and he's not bought. He cannot be bought. And if he can't be bought, they don't want him in. And you know what I mean? There's no buying him.
Yeah.
He's calling them out, and they don't like it.
It's a great point. Leanne, appreciate that call. Let's try to work in one more call. Sandra in Michigan. All right, Sandra, you've got about 90 seconds here.
Hi, Todd. I was just calling. It was just sad that, you know, we're not given the recognition for the three service people we lost that fought for our country. But they can go out here and act like George Floyd was so much, and he wasn't nothing but a drug addict and a criminal. You know, it's a sad day in the United States.
Sandra, all three of the individuals who lost their lives, black men and women, put on the uniform of this country. They put their life on the line so that I can sit behind this microphone and have a conversation with you right now. And to your point, I haven't seen a single person protesting, marching in the streets over the murders, the slaughter of American soldiers at the hands of the Iranians.
Amen. I have not either, and it's a sad day.
It is. It is a sad day. Yes, God bless those families, and we've been talking about them throughout the radio program today, and we have to. The young people of America need to know the names of those soldiers who gave their lives so that we could be free. Sandra, God bless you. Folks, been a great day on the radio. We're going to keep it up again on the TV show coming up in, well, about 3 minutes. You'll be able to watch us, The Todd Starnes Show, on Newsmax 2. Ladies and gentlemen, again, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Help us out. Go and pre-order a copy of the book, and you can do that wherever you buy your books. All right, have a good one, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.